Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Bella, welcome back from break.
Hi.
That was ominous. I didn't like that. Are you okay? Everything
yes,
going well?
Yes, I am good. I'm a little sleepy. I've been doing a lot of schoolwork lately, so I'm a little tired. But, you know.
Sure. As is the college student's life, I'm sure. Okay, well, let's talk about it. So you had spring break. You said that it was very mellow.
Yes. So my spring break wasn't too, I guess, eventful, which is kind of how I wanted it to be. I wanted to go home and just kind of relax with my family. So I ended up being really lucky and just being able to do that as far as like I didn't really have a necessity to work. So I didn't really need to like go off and do that kind of stuff. And I had a few high school friends and I was planning on doing something with them. But then one of them ended up getting sick and then, you know, like work rescheduled. So it didn't end up working the way that I wanted it to. But that ended up being fine because I got to hang out with my little sister a majority of the week. And I really like that. I obviously don't get to see her very much. So I miss her a lot. And we text and we call all the time. But, you know, like we don't, texting and calling isn't really as nice as being able to hang out in person. I can't really spend as much time. We can't do anything really too much together. So that kind of was really nice about coming back home because it was just pretty much me and her for most of the week. So since we are homeschooled, she was home all day except for when she had like her extracurriculars. So I got to see her a lot and that was a lot of fun. So we ended up just being able to do stuff like thrifting. We both really like thrifting a lot. And I got to go to her awards night for her games because that's another thing that I'm actually really sad about is since I've been in since I've been in college, I can't see her play all of her high school sports. So she actually does three sports. She plays basketball, she runs track, and then she plays soccer.
Wow,
so,
good for her.
Yes, she's got a lot going on and she's super athletic and like loves being super, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe like
involved?
Active.
Yeah.
Like she really loves doing that kind of stuff. So it's an ongoing joke in our family that every single year for one of the sports she plays, she'll get like where their awards night, she'll get most improved. And it's not necessarily because she's improving. It's just when she's out, like when it's like the off season or whatever, she's playing a different sport. So she's not really continuously practicing that other sport.
Mm.
So when she comes back, she's kind of like rocky at it until she gets into the groove of things again. And then she'll go back to where she was last. So like it looks like she's like making these huge mass improvements. But really, it's just, you know, like she's just getting back into the groove of things. And there's usually a new coach because they're trying to find a coach right now for the girls basketball team. So it's like fresh eyes. And so they're all like, you're just improving like crazily. And I'm like, you know, it's hilarious. So she has probably three or four of those awards now. So that's pretty iconic. But I got to do that with her, which was a lot of fun. And then I got to spend some time with my dad, which my dad's not a big caller. He's never really been a big caller or text or anything like that. So we don't really talk as much or communicate as much when I'm in school. I usually talk to my mom and then my mom will like talk back and forth. And when I'm on the phone with my mom, he'll come and say hi for a little bit. But as far as like we don't really have those kinds of conversations over the phone. And so that's what makes going home so special with him is just because those times are the times that like I get to sit down and have those really deep conversations with my dad that I don't get to have as often because I'm in school. Or like I have deep conversations all the time with my mom, but I don't like those are over the phone and stuff like that just because, you know, like she is a phone person. She like loves calls and that kind of stuff. But it's just not something that my dad does very often. So that was really nice. And I got to spend, I think it was Friday for break, just with my dad in the morning. Like we got to go out for lunch. I ran a bunch of errands with him. And I really miss doing that because that was something that we would do in the summers or when I was in high school. So that was really exciting.
What has it been like, Bella, being away from home while you're at school right now? Has it gotten better for you as time's gone on to where, you know, Cedarville's your newest home? And home back home, you don't exactly have as much interaction with. Has that been better?
Yeah, I think so. I think being or going back home has definitely been something that it like, it's a nice break. It's a nice mental break and even social break because sometimes here everything is like super stimulating in a sense where it's like you're constantly on the go. You're constantly doing something. For me, I'm either doing school, I'm hanging out with friends, I'm working, or, you know, like I'm doing these extracurriculars that I have. So it's like I'm constantly have deadlines. So that's something that can be a lot of fun. And I think like a huge gift because I have a lot of great opportunities on campus and I've made a lot of really great relationships and I've made a lot of really good friends. And, you know, like I'm able and have the ability to be making money and that kind of stuff. So it's like there's a lot of blessings. But also sometimes when you're like here for so long for that like amount of time, it can be like very overwhelming and like extremely like I need a break or I need to like to detox. I need to just, you know, spend time. And so that's really been what home has been like right now for me as far as like just being able to go home and chill with my family and not necessarily feel overwhelmed as much. Just have like, you know, I know there's no deadlines. I know there's nothing really looming over my head that I have to get done or that I need to worry about. I'm just able to relax and spend time with my family. And I really like that because it kind of helps me prepare for coming back to Cedarville. So like I said, I was able to have time where I scheduled what I was going to be coming back into. So like I made sure that I was going to bed at a certain time so I could wake up at a certain time. I made sure that I had planned when I wanted to do my homework so that way I got it done in like a good amount of time. I planned when I was free to like hang out with friends and when I wasn't so that way I didn't, you know, because if I don't have anything planned, then I'll just kind of agree to any plans that my friends and I will make. Like, you know, I'll just be like, oh yeah, I can totally do lunch on a Wednesday, forgetting that I have like 6 assignments due that Wednesday. And then I'm like, oh, well, you know, I probably can't do lunch on a Wednesday. It probably needs to be something like I do a grab and go and I spend, you know, time studying. So I've, now that I like planned the weeks ahead, I've gotten a lot better at managing my time. So I think that moving forward, going home for breaks has been something that's really nice and it's been really refreshing rather than last semester. It was definitely something that was like really hard coming back because I was just like, oh, I miss my family so much.
Right.
And not that I don't miss my family anymore because I definitely do. But I think I'm starting to realize as far as like, you know, things aren't changing as far as like my relationships are still really strong with my family members. And just because I don't see them as much doesn't mean that, you know, like it just makes that time more special. And I feel like that was something that I was in the process of learning last semester. But it's been something that was really concreted this break as far as like, you know, we all wanted to spend more time together because we all knew that the time was limited. And so because of that, we were able to enjoy it. And it was something that like everyone was excited to do. And then when I had to leave, it wasn't as like heartbreaking leaving. So yeah, that was really fun and really nice.
So let's talk about friendships. You mentioned this in your journal entry that you are looking for more girlfriends to hang out with. And it seems like you're finding some.
Yes. So something that I've really been praying about lately has just been that I would have more accountability. And so I have some female friends already, but like, and I would consider them good friends. But as far as like, we never really established that they were those types of friendships. So something I've been praying about is just that I would have more accountability with girls and that I would be able to have more, you know, gospel centered, not necessarily me evangelizing, but being able to talk about Christ or talk about the Bible or these things that we're learning in our own time, what we want to learn together, and be able to like encourage one another and be able to hold each other accountable and to have more like deep and open friendships. So like, I guess a deeper sense of community, which I feel like I found a really good community here at Cedarville. But you know, like I haven't found those people that I can be like, have that community. And that's something that we've been learning through the course that I'm in right now, Bible and the Gospel, is just as far as like believers need that community. And I really desire to have those types of friends. So it's been something that I've been praying about because in high school, I also wanted similar friends to that. And I tend to be the kind of person that I can be a bit controlling if I don't like rein it in as far as like, I really like this person and I really want to be a good friend. So instead of it happening naturally, I can force situations or force, you know, scenarios where then it becomes very awkward for us to be together because then it's just like, well, you know, like both of us can tell this isn't a genuine friendship. It's just more of like, you know, it feels like, you know, like we both feel like we need to be here now. And it just can get really awkward really fast and very complicated. So that was something that I was able to kind of like see, I guess, growth in when I came back from Cedarville. Because there had been 3 girls that I have like been talking to and those kinds of things. One of them has been a work friend. One of them is a friend that I've met in classes. And another one is just someone that I have come in contact with recently. And I was able to get coffee with one of them. And it was a really great conversation because I don't know what I expected. She just invited me to get coffee. And I was like, sure, you know, like I love talking. So I was just like, you know, wherever this goes, it goes. So we ended up being able to share our testimonies and share what we're both going through recently. And, you know, kind of like encourage one another and those kinds of things. And that was really encouraging for me personally, because one, it showed me that like the Lord did answer my prayer, as far as like, these are relationships that I'm now being presented with. And there's nothing that I did, in a sense of like, I didn't try to force these relationships. There was nothing like I didn't, you know, attempt to control the situation. It was just like she genuinely saw something in me that she wanted to be friends with, and she invited me to get coffee and kind of become better friends and that kind of thing. And so that was really encouraging too. And as far as like we were looking ahead and being like, you know, like we really both enjoy hanging out, we love having these conversations, we should start doing this weekly. And so that was something that I was really excited to hear, because that's like, I've been looking for friends that I can kind of do that thing with, you know, like weekly, just holding each other accountable and those kinds of things. So that was really encouraging. And then I have another girl who's in my Bible and the Gospel class, who we've been studying for exams together, or we've just been like talking about the homework that we've had, and we work together. So we ended up, you know, coming in contact a lot. And through that, we were able to develop a friendship. And when I came back, I wasn't really sure if the friendship was just going to be like, you know, we worked together once a week, and then, you know, we had an exam, so we just hung out a lot that week. And then, you know, like it was just going to go back to the way that it was before. And she ended up reaching out and was just like, hey, you know, like I really love hanging out with you. And she's like, you know, next semester, let's try to get the same shifts. Next semester, you know, like we should hang out more often on a consistent basis. And that's been really nice too, because she's been another friend that's just been really encouraging as far as like walking through my faith. She's been very open and honest about her own faith and where she is. And that's really helped encourage me to be open and honest about my faith and where I am on a more personal level, because like I feel like I share a lot of it on the podcast too, and like maybe more of like public platforms, but you don't really see the people that you're talking to.
Sure.
So it's been something that's like been really encouraging, as far as like, this isn't just me talking, this is like a relationship. I'm getting to know her, she's getting to know me, and through that we can both have like a deeper understanding of each other. And it was really great to like see that kind of thing, and to see that, you know, like one, encouragement that, you know, again, the Lord is answering my prayer, but two, like people do want to be my friend in that kind of a sense. Like, you know, if I just relax and let things happen naturally, I'll find the people that I'm supposed to be friends with and supposed to have these relationships with. So that has been something that I've been really lucky to experience.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm glad you're able to find that. And
yeah.
What? Day 09. So, yeah, I mean, in 200 days, you've found it eventually. So
yeah, we got here.
Yeah. No, good for you. And keep developing it. It's really good to have. I'm glad you're able to find it. Bella, thank you for sharing all of this. And we'll catch up in 2 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.